This is St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Greg Montanew. Ferguson's local elections are over after an unprecedented wave of attention and publicity. Voters added two African Americans to a city council that's been historically white. But that fact alone doesn't tell the whole story. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum looks at the factors behind last week's results and the challenges ahead for the beleaguered city.
When Ella Jones walked into Drake's Place last Tuesday night, her well-wishers were ready for a celebration. Things got even more festive throughout the night as Jones easily captured one of three open seats on the Ferguson City Council. That ensured that two African Americans would join a council roundly chastised for its lack of diversity. Sandy Sansevier served as campaign treasurer for Jones, who she calls, quote, a sister from another mother. Even though the election received worldwide publicity, the white Ferguson resident says her city's way forward after Michael Brown's death will come from within.
We need to know what all the people of Ferguson want and need, not just a select few of protesters, okay? And people that don't live here.
In some ways, Sansevier's sentiments rang true last week. While Jones had support among people stirred to action by Brown's death, the other two victors, Wesley Bell and Brian Fletcher, did not. The pair's opponents received money and manpower from groups sympathetic to the protest movement, including the New York-based Working Families Party. Fletcher says this type of outside influence backfired at the polls.
What people are wanting is a unity and to be able to move forward and get some back, some sort of normalcy in their lives. We've had a lot of things canceled or postponed over these last several months because of the unrest, and I think it's a signal to the protesters that they want their city back, the citizens do.
There were other factors at play in the election. As a former Ferguson mayor, Fletcher already had built-in name recognition. And Bell had an established campaign team in place from an unsuccessful run for St. Louis County Council. Bell encountered criticism from activists because he's a municipal court judge and prosecutor, as that system is under scrutiny. But he says he's willing to move beyond what he called the, quote, daggers of the campaign season.
Before you can start to the specific things that you want to do, you got to get people on board. So I think it's important to reach out to our young people, because many of people who self-identify as protesters, most of them are young.
As the glare of the national spotlight fades, the three council members will play a key role in Ferguson's uncertain future. They'll have to choose a new city manager, rebuild destroyed business corridors, and respond to a damning Justice Department report of the city's police department. None of the three winners supports dissolving the police department and contracting with another entity, which a lot of national leaders have embraced. Jones, for instance, says that the city should focus on internally improving the police department.
I want to keep our police force. We have our own library. We have our own fire department. In order for Ferguson to hold its own identity, we need to keep our own police department.
Still, Ferguson's destiny may depend on more than just the whims of elected leadership. For one thing, the city manager will have the most sway in running the suburb's day-to-day operations. And if Ferguson enters into an agreement with the federal government, the city will likely have a monitor making sure it follows through on changes to policing. Ferguson Township Democratic Committeewoman Patricia Bynes sees another influencer, voters. Even though she worked to elect Bell and Fletcher's opponents, she says the election's large turnout will place pressure on council members to listen to voices that city government hasn't heard.
You can't just vote and walk away. I think many people in the community are ready to vote and engage, and that's where I see the next step for opportunity.
Ferguson's new council will meet for the first time later this month. They'll face the tall challenge of picking up the pieces of a city still reeling from strife and scrutiny. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.